Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Hands where we can see them!
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Here from Bryant Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, LSU falls in an emotional game to the Alabama Crimson Tide. Top 15 showdown, Bryce Coon alongside Glenn West. Glenn, let's just get to it right here. It was a first half that lived up to, I think, the storyline coming into this game. But in the second half, it was one of those where Alabama made the plays, specifically on third down, LSU didn't.
Yeah, it was a weird one. I mean, I think kind of coming in, a lot of us expected this to be a game where LSU would be able to hold up on the offensive side of the ball, and for two quarters that certainly looked to be the case. I mean, Jaden Daniels is absolutely terrific in the first half, really put the team on his back, and you knew that he was going to have to do that for them to have a chance tonight, and he looked the part for two quarters there, combines for nearly 300 yards of offense on his own, puts up three touchdowns, and you're thinking, all right, this is the start of something that could be pretty special here. And then it kind of falls apart there in the second half. There's no other way to say it. You only score 7 points in the second half. Really after the first drive, you don't score any points in the third quarter. So it was just a really tough night overall, I think, just considering what you knew you had to do as an offense, and you just weren't able to kind of sustain that. There were a couple of things that didn't go your way. Obviously, the fourth quarter injury to Daniels really just kind of took the sails out of things. But you can certainly look at some of the penalties that LSU racked up across the night on offense. The interception to start the fourth quarter was obviously a devastating blow when you're only down 7 points, and you really need to get that momentum going to start the fourth quarter. Just not able to do it there with a drive that ends in a turnover. And BK said it after the game. We played good, but we needed to play pretty close to perfect to win this game, and just wasn't the case on either side of the ball. I mean, defensively was just an absolute atrocious performance again. I mean, like, there's been a number of these this year where you just kind of scratch your head and you just wonder, like, how do you win a game like this when you give up 300 yards of rushing offense to a team? Jalen Milroe just ran havoc all over this group for four quarters, 155 yards on the ground just by himself, six rushing touchdowns for the Alabama offense. Which wasn't what we thought coming in. I mean, I'll be brutally honest. I don't think a lot of media, I don't think a lot of fans, I don't think LSU thought that this would be the kind of way that Alabama was going to win this game and move the ball offensively. With a depleted secondary that LSU had, that was not the issue on defense. It was the run fits. It was the front seven, linebackers, defensive line. Everyone's accountable here. And it was just a really – really, really poor effort execution-wise, especially in the second half there when you kind of knew that the offense was not quite clicking like it was in the first half, needed to get a couple stops there, and you just were not able to really convert when you needed to.
You mentioned it right there, and folks watching and listening to this, this is an Alabama team that came into this game is one of the statistically worst rushing attacks that we had seen. Now, look, there's been some great ones here in Tuscaloosa, but under Nick Saban's tenure, this wasn't one of the best. That's disappointing. Glenn, I will tell you, and we've been feeling this, you and I have been talking about this kind of not on air as much, but this offense cannot blink. If this offense blinks, it's not good. It's not a good scenario. Yeah. They blinked with the Jaden Daniels interception, which I think is also a great play by Dallas Turner. You have to give credit. But this has to get fixed, because when you look at these next three games that LSU has coming up, Florida's not necessarily going to be a walk in the park. I know they just lost that game to Arkansas, but it's a physical team. And if you really, for this LSU team, if the offense blinks and the future health of Jaden Daniels, you really don't know what to expect over the course of the next three ball games.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here with Jaden. I mean, obviously he talked with Brian Kelly after the game, and sounds like he's dealing with a head injury. They're going to do some more testing before they know kind of what the deal is with him long term. Look, I mean, you're in a really tough spot here. You've got three losses, you know, pretty much all of your hopes here of winning the SEC West and getting to that championship game were dashed tonight with this loss. And, you know, it's going to be a real, I think, just kind of check of just where this group is mentally to see if they can kind of finish these three games out strong. You know, we've seen it with past years. It's just not always the case when you kind of have this really downfall game, and it's really hard to bounce back from something like this. So we'll see. I mean, I have, you know, some optimism here that they can do it. But like you mentioned, this three-game stretch here is not going to be a walk in the park. I mean, A&M's still got a very good defense, and you know, you still don't know the long-term health, obviously, of what Jaden's going to have to go through just to get cleared for next week. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be very interesting to see kind of how they rebound from this.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
And yeah, I really don't have much else to say. I mean, it was just not a good night. After a first half that started with so much promise and really looked like we were going to be in for a great game, just weren't able to kind of match that in the second half, which was a huge storyline after the Florida State game when you went into that game with the lead. Was a big storyline, obviously, throughout the Ole Miss game when you were right there and just didn't make enough plays there at the end defensively. So, you know, it's been a kind of a common theme for this group that when they, you know, when their backs are against the wall, I don't want to say they folded, but in games that are really important, they haven't gotten the job done.
And,
I think that's just kind of a way you can sum up this team right now. You're looking at three losses. You got three more games here to try to salvage somewhat of a decent season. I think if you win these final three games, you get to 9 wins. I think you can kind of consider it a plateau, a break even of what you saw last year. But certainly with the historic way this offense has gone for most of the year, it's disappointing. Yeah. There's an added layer of disappointment here when you had such a group that was performing at such a high level to not be able to have or put together much more of a better season than this.
Yeah, I want to add that as we close it out here from Bryant Denny Stadium. You mentioned this season, I think, is going to be a disappointment for a lot of fans, and it should be, and for the program. Greg Penn talked about it. He goes, as a building, we have to get better in what we do. Because, coming into the season, it was year two of Brian Kelly. It was, you know, hey, let's continue to build and grow. But as you saw how explosive and that this offense, which ranks number one in the nation in a lot of statistical categories, it becomes even more disappointing that they just couldn't field an average defense. Defense lets them down. But do want to give credit to Alabama. That's a top 10 football team out there on the field. And LSU just comes up short here, and once again, the Tigers lose 42-28 here in Bryant-Denny Stadium. Florida, Georgia State, and Texas A&M trying to round it out And I think now, obviously, the goal has, can you get to double-digit wins? You feel maybe you can take some type of resolve in that in building this program. But, man, very disappointing loss for this group. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you're in a very similar position as you were last year. I mean, you're a three-loss team right now. Obviously, going in, you know, you're not in exactly the same position considering.
Not a real road to Atlanta.
Real road to Atlanta. You know, not a real road to the college football playoff. But you're three losses. You have a chance to get to double digits.
Yeah.
Depends on, obviously, a lot of things here. But, you know, what kind of bowl game does LSU get into? It will be very interesting. But I'm going to be more interested, just even away from just the wins and losses. How does this group respond?
Like, it tells you a lot about the culture.
It tells you a lot about the culture. It tells you a lot about some of the young pieces that are going to be here for next year and years to come. I'll be very interested to see just kind of who gets an opportunity maybe to step up and maybe start to maybe build some momentum, build some confidence in for next offseason, and certainly what you hope to be a more productive and successful 2024 season. Those are the big things I'm going to be looking for.
Yeah, very important. The culture, you're going to learn a lot about that over the rest of November. LSU all but eliminated from the SEC West and a chance to go to Atlanta. 42-28, the final. Alabama wins it in the second half, a big one, as third down conversions, tackling, a lot of different things, the storylines. We'll have you all caught up over at Go247. This is the YouTube channel. Make sure to subscribe, like the video, and share it with your friends. For Glenn West, my name is Bryce Coon, signing off here from Bryant-Denny Stadium. 42-28, LSU falls.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.